Portrait of Augustus, Level 1. The subject of this portrait is Octavian Augustus, Julius Caesar's political heir and a central figure in Roman history. It was his assumption of power in 27 BC, following the defeat and death of his rival Mark Antony, that marked the end of the Republic and the beginning of his principate. Augustus would go on to rule Rome for a remarkably long time, from 27 BC to 14 AD. From the very beginning, he understood the importance of using imagery to legitimize his authority. Representations of his likeness were circulated throughout the empire. As a result, more than 200 portraits of Augustus are known today, a number far greater than that of any of his successors. Despite his long reign, Augustus is almost always portrayed with youthful features, even in later life. The Venetian example is no exception. It shows the emperor velato capite, or with his head covered, an image that immediately evokes a religious context, as covering one's head was a gesture of devotion performed before making sacrifices to the gods. This attribute was meant to highlight the Roman virtue of pietas, the sense of respect and moral duty towards the gods, the homeland, and one's family. This head likely dates to the early stages of the future emperor's political career, as suggested in particular by the hairstyle, with its wavy locks reminiscent of Hellenistic rulers. Another interesting detail is the presence of a light beard, delicately rendered with small chisel strokes. Originally, this piece was part of a full figure statue. If you look closely, you can spot regularly spaced holes among the hair. These were added after the emperor's death, when the portrait was modified to include a crown of golden bronze rays, which would have been inserted into these holes. The radiant crown is a common feature in depictions of rulers from the time of Alexander the Great onwards, symbolizing deification. Augustus was, in fact, deified after his death. While this symbol appears frequently on coins, it is relatively rare in sculpture, except, notably, in statues of Augustus, as this portrait demonstrates. For a more detailed look at how key figures in the struggle for power portrayed themselves during the late Republic and early Empire, listen to Level 2.